Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India-Sri Lanka bilateral ties. The participants are Atul Aneja, strategic analyst, and Manish Anand, journalist.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Colombo for 2 days visit. He held a bilateral meeting with President Dissa Nainaike, and major achievements have been announced, agreements have been announced during the visit. We are joined by strategic affairs expert Atul Aneja. Mr. Aneja, this is the fourth visit of Prime Minister as Prime Minister to Sri Lanka, and Sri Lanka has awarded Mitra Vibhushan Award to the Prime Minister. How significant is the award, and what is the wider scope?
It is a very, very important recognition of the special relationship between India and Sri Lanka. And Sri Lanka has recognized that. This is also a culmination of how grateful the Sri Lankans feel towards India, especially Prime Minister Narendra Modi, because we were the ones who helped them at the time of crisis. When there was a huge economic crisis, the country was getting closer to collapse. That was the time when India spent about $4.6 billion and bailed out Sri Lanka. And that had a massive impact on the people of Sri Lanka. And that was a turning point which the goodwill for India increased, absolutely elevated to a new level.
Mr. Aneja, there are two aspects. One, Prime Minister Modi announced that the relics of Gautam Buddha, which have been found in Gujarat, would be taken to Sri Lanka. And secondly, about 5,000 religious places have been given the rooftop solar units. So do you think that people-to-people contact is deepening between India and Sri Lanka?
Important thing is the strong spiritual connect between India and Sri Lanka. That is getting reinforced very big time. And if you look at even the award, the citation with the along with the award, it talks about our deep spiritual ties, deep cultural ties, and recognizes Prime Minister for reinforcing these ties between these two civilizations. So I think that particular spiritual, civilizational, culture dimension is coming out very strongly. I would call it spiritual diplomacy, because you find the same trend in Prime Minister's visits to Thailand and his earlier visits to Mauritius, where there was in Thailand, it was not during Prime Minister's visit, but in earlier when India sent Buddhist relics to Bangkok. And there were lakhs of people who came to see that. And that again, we reestablished that people-to-people connect. So you are absolutely right that it is the people-to-people connection between people of India, in this case Sri Lanka, has been elevated to an altogether new level. And that we can see during this visit as well.
We see Sri Lanka as our partner for Mission Mahasagar as well as Neighborhood First. And in this backdrop, Prime Minister announced 2.4 billion Sri Lankan rupee assistance program for the development of eastern province of Sri Lanka.
Pichle 4 mahinon mein राष्ट्रपति दिशा नायक की भारत यात्रा के बाद से उल्लेखनीय प्रगति हुई है. सांपुर सोलर पावर प्लांट से श्रीलंका की ऊर्जा सुविधा में मदद मिलेगी. मल्टी प्रोडक्ट पाइपलाइन के निर्माण और त्रिंकोमाली को ऊर्जा हब के रूप में विकसित किए जाने के लिए जो समझौता हुआ है उसका लाभ श्रीलंका के सभी लोगों को मिलेगा.
Mr. Aneja, I would like you to throw some light on defense cooperation between India and Sri Lanka. Colombo Defense Dialogue is one framework, and Prime Minister also mentioned Indo-Pacific. What is the significance of these two remarks?
Just 2 points. One, if you see the Prime Minister's remarks, now he's talking about the very strong energy connection which is coming out between India and Sri Lanka. Whether it is renewable energy, when he talks of the new solar plant which is coming up in Sri Lanka, or of Trincomalee's importance as energy hub for the region. That is a strategic element which you're talking about. Because Trincomalee is no ordinary port. It is one of the finest harbors in the Indian Ocean. And along with that comes our common perspective to keep the sea lanes of communication, which are the arteries of trade. They are passing very close to Sri Lanka. So Sri Lanka becomes a very important point to safeguard the sea lanes of communication. It becomes a very important, therefore, hub to ensure that the Indo-Pacific region remains safe and free and open for trade. So I think this recognition of Sri Lanka's role in the wider Indian Ocean is something which the Prime Minister, I think, has hinted at. And Trincomalee is a part of this bigger picture of Indian and Sri Lankan partnership for Indian Ocean security, for the security of the Indo-Pacific region. So it's not just a bilateral relationship here. This is a deeply strategic relationship, and we see layers of the strategic relationship coming through during the Prime Minister's visit to Sri Lanka.
We are also joined by Mr. Alok, Akashwani correspondent from Colombo. And Mr. Alok, would you please throw some light on Prime Minister telling the Sri Lankan president about taking the humanitarian view on the fishermen issue and returning their boats as well?
Well, the fisherman issue has been one of the breaking points, I would say, in the relations between India and Sri Lanka. And before even the visit had started, Foreign Secretary in his press briefing had already mentioned that this issue will be discussed among the two leaders. And as Prime Minister Modi has said in his address today, that he has stressed upon the prompt release of boats by the fishermen and also releasing the fishermen as soon as the Sri Lanka side can, so that these issues don't become a sticking point. Also, I would like to mention here that there has been, as Foreign Secretary told in his press briefing also, there has been a joint working group on this fisherman issue, whose last meeting happened in October last year. Now, today, Foreign Secretary told that there has been a talk of doing these institutional exchanges on a regular basis. And also, fishermen associations from both sides will also hold interaction so that more such issues are sorted out at the people-to-people level.
Thank you, Mr. Alok. Mr. Aneja, I would like you to throw some light on Prime Minister's outreach to Sri Lankan Tamil leaders. In fact, he has met a few of the Tamil leaders there. And in his talk with President Dissanayake, he has also spoken about holding provincial elections within the time frame.
Manishi, it's important that India played a major role in internal reconciliation within Sri Lanka. You had the Jaffna Accord at one time, which became the framework for internal reconciliation. Now you're reinforcing it further. We have moved a long way from when it really started in the 90s. And now it has to come to a culmination point. And that's what the Prime Minister is saying, and in a way drawing attention of the Sri Lankan authorities to go along within the framework of their constitution. And so that the reconciliation process, the internal cohesion of Sri Lanka is further cemented. There is also a very strong connectivity linkages now between Tamil Nadu and Sri Lanka. You have ferry services which have started. You have air services which have started. So I think overall, the Prime Minister has taken an initiative among the other various initiatives to encourage Sri Lanka to go ahead with its process of internal reconciliation and complete that process. And we have advanced on that road quite far. I would just like to add one thing, you know, Manishi, that we should start reimagining our relationship with Sri Lanka. This is not what it used to be. I mean, there has been a very strong civilizational relationship, we know. Security, defense, we had the IPKF troops. The Indian troops have shed blood for Sri Lanka. And then we come to what happened in 2022. I think, again, that sort of completely changes the relationship, and now we are at an entirely new level. So our imagination, from a Sri Lanka's perspective, the primacy of India as their core partner, I think that gets reinforced. People have talked about competition from China, string of pearls. Of course, Sri Lanka will maintain its relationship with China as any other country would. But I would say, given the quality of the Prime Minister's visit and what has been preceding it, that it is the India-Sri Lanka primacy of this relationship has got reinforced. It's a new level of a relationship which has to be seen with new imagination.
That can also be seen with the inauguration of a couple of railway projects as well. And we are joined by Prasar Bharati special correspondent Ahmed Moin Faruqi. Faruqi Sahab, can you please give us a brief idea about the railway projects that Prime Minister would be inaugurating soon?
Connectivity is a very important aspect of India-Sri Lanka bilateral relations, not just to the island, but even within the island. And here, India has played a key role ensuring that the connectivity is seamless. That said, the railway projects have been very important, especially the current ones, which the Prime Minister has said that he will inaugurate tomorrow. It connects the northern part of the island to the capital, Colombo. This is a very, very crucial link, because this is kind of a lifeline for several people who are in the northern part of the island who have to access Colombo for several of the government initiatives and the government programs. That is one. At the same time, Prime Minister will also be unveiling another project, which will be again executed under Indian grant assistance. The president of Sri Lanka, Anuradha Muralidharan, had said that the project will be now be executed under a grant assistance of about $14.9 million. And these two projects will be very crucial in ensuring that the signaling system will ensure the safety of train running operations, and the track upgradation that has already been completed. This will pave way to seamless connectivity, quicker connectivity, and comfortable connectivity for the people who are in Sri Lanka.
Thank you, Faruqi Sahab. Mr. Aneja, I would like you to throw some light that the visit has come at a very pivotal time when global upheaval is being caused because of the tariffs announced by the US. And for Sri Lanka, it is 44%. How is it going to impact, and how India can play a stabilizing role in the Sri Lankan economy?
Manishi, we have to see the bigger picture now. While US is the largest economy in the world and will remain a very major force in the economic spectrum, but you see new Asian economies also on the rise. I mean, we have to rethink, is West the only market which countries like Sri Lanka or India or others have, or do we also look east and see new supply chains, new markets emerging? I think that trend has already started. If Sri Lanka faces 44% tariffs from the United States, I don't think it's the end of the world for them, because there are alternative markets in the east which they would be able to tap with after due negotiations. And so I think that opportunity is also there of reinforcing trade, commercial and investment ties among the Asian countries, among the BIMSTEC countries, for example. We just had that conference in Thailand. So we got to start re-looking now at our entire economic imagination. It need not be just the traditional way of looking at source of capital and markets from the West. This is a multipolar world and new players are coming into the picture. There's a potential for new connections to be made. Frankly, I see this as an opportunity for us to rethink the globe and the opportunities in the globe that we have now.
Mr. Aneja, we would like you also to throw some light that India as Mission Mahasagar also trains people from small island nations that we do for the Maldives, Mauritius, and for Sri Lanka also we are going to do for 700 professionals who would be top judiciary people and many other professions. How significant is this for confidence building measures?
Very important, because capacity building is a very important element, and it's been traditionally so India's strength. See, we had the iTech program and others, we were training people. But Manishi, what is the difference now? The difference now is the scaling up. The amount of, you know, where we would spend a few millions, we can even think of $1 billion. So that is in tune with India's own transformation, the scalability of our capacity building for our neighbors and the global south in general has increased much more. And that's the potential with the Prime Minister is tapping into. Whether it comes to Mauritius, whether it comes to Papua New Guinea, or whether it comes to Sri Lanka, I think that's one vertical which is going on. We even trained diplomats from Afghanistan, if you recall. So I think that is our strength. And we need to do it. I would also like to mention about the spiritual side of it, renovation of temples. We did Angkor Wat at one time. I was recently in Myanmar and I saw in Bagan the amount of restoration work which ASI has done. It is just remarkable. I think that's another element where India and its neighboring countries can bond more closely and reinforce the cultural, civilization and spiritual ties.
So as economists say that the lifting tides of the Indian economy can give shelter to the neighboring countries, we wind up this discussion. Mr. Dhananjay, thank you so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
You were listening to a discussion on India-Sri Lanka bilateral ties. The participants were Atul Aneja, strategic analyst, and Manish Anand, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.